In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday, blessed Sunday of the month of Misra. We are approaching the end of the Coptic year. And because this Sunday is the one that follows the Feast of St. Mary, there is mention in the Gospel of today about his mother, St. Mary, and his brothers. These are the Lord Jesus' cousins coming to ask about him. And the Lord is informing the disciples and others, and also us as well, that those who does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. So God is giving us this opportunity that all we join his family. And what is the condition? To do the will of God. And what is the will of God? We can find a simple, a straightforward answer in the epistle to the Thessalonians, the first one, chapter 4. Saying, this is the will of God, your sanctification. Of course, we can find other verses telling us about what is the will of God, but I will use this one today for our reflection on doing the will of God. Our sanctification, our holiness, a life of purity that is pleasing to God. The battle of every individual from the beginning of his maybe early teenager time till the end of his time. This is again something that we need to remind ourselves with. This is the will of God, and whenever we do it, then we are counted among his brothers and sisters. What do we learn about this desire of God for all of us to be sanctified, to be holy? The first thing we learn, it is everyone calling. Holiness is not something that's elective for certain people. This is for everyone. It is written, be holy for I am holy. If we are to be in the likeness of our Father, this is the pursuit, to try to live as holy as he is calling us to live. It is the sign of being truly children to our Holy Father. Those who are children of the devil inclined to do his will. And this is what the Lord said in his talk in John chapter 8. He said to the Jews, you are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is the liar and the father of it. So those who are inclined to aggression, murder, and lies, we know that they belong to the devil. Also, those who incline to live a life of uncleanness, defilement, also can tell that they are not truly living as the children of God. Look here, St. Paul is speaking to the people in Rome in his epistle in chapter 1. Say to all who are in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints. Sometimes when we hear a saint, what comes to our mind is someone who lives in the wilderness. He's a monk or he's an ascetic. A celibate. Saints are those people. But the calling is for all of us to be living as saints. Sainthood is not an election for some. It is something for all of us to struggle to attain. Again, to the Thessalonians, he say, for God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. He called us to be children and accordingly to be living in holiness. In the day when a child is baptized, we dress him or her in white. It is as a gesture. This is your struggle. This is a new life you attained in Christ. Keep it as is. We know that we all stay in this white garment, but our struggle is to again get it back to be as white. It's a celebration and a calling and a responsibility. This kind of white garment that we take on the day of our baptism. It is also a required condition without which we cannot inherit the kingdom of God. St. Paul said to the Hebrews, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Paying special attention, we have to pay attention to the conditions. There are certain verses where we hear, unless you do this, you cannot get into heaven. These verses, we should underline them and memorize them very well. To be baptized, to eat the flesh and to drink the blood of the Son of Man, to be like children. our righteousness to exceed that of the Pharisees and the pursuit of holiness are all conditions without which we cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Many people are dedicating their time and focus to attain knowledge. Nothing is wrong with this. Knowledge should be helping us to get there, to get into this holiness, or to engage sometimes in empty battles over the internet. People keep on trying to think in their minds we are defending the faith, while all they are doing is to distract themselves and convince themselves that they are doing God's will. Before all of this, pursue holiness. This is, at the end of the day, the most important thing. This is what makes us to be eligible to see God in the end of our journey on earth. It is also a struggle. And this struggle, as I said, is for every individual. Everyone who has this hope in eternity in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Purifies himself here gives us this sense that there is something I need to do. It's not going to happen to me automatically. Something I have to struggle to attain. Accordingly, everything we do, we hear, we see, even what we eat, can impact our pursuit of holiness. It is one of the aims behind our long prayers and fasting. All of this we do in order for us one day to come close to this kind of life of sanctification and purity. St. Paul to the Thessalonians also say that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel. And this is, here is referring to the body. In sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God. Every one of us knows himself better than anyone else. I know where is my weakness. I know when I can fall in sin. And I know accordingly how can I avoid to the best of my ability all of these kinds of traps. Yes, we can hear general principles about how to get there, but as I said, everyone knows himself, knows his own vessel and what he can do in order for him to avoid being taken into the sin of passion. As it is a struggle, it is also a grace. We cannot attain holiness no matter how hard we try by our own merits. Something also is aiding us, the grace of God. The pursuit of holiness is supported by the work of the sacrifice. That's why we come to the church in order for us to repent and partake of the body and blood. We see this very clearly in the Old Testament in the book of Leviticus, that we find it sometimes hard to understand. The whole theme of Leviticus is be holy. How can we get there? Multiple sacrifices are to be offered by people and also in the dealing between each other, what we can avoid and what we can keep ourselves away in order for us to attain this holiness. These are, again, we find this in Revelation, how a person will be holy before God. St. John sees people who are dressed in white garments and he hears these words. These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. The white garment that we take in the day of baptism will be stained with sin. It's inevitable. How can we get it back into this kind of white condition? Our struggle and the blood of the Lamb. Choosing struggle only or relying entirely on grace will not do it. We need both. Also, it is the way to multiple good aims. It is the way for pure religion, as we hear St. James telling us. Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this. What is the pure religion? To visit orphans and widows in their trouble and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. Struggle for us every day. This is how our religion and our worship would be acceptable. It is the way to real freedom. The word that we hear it the most from people who are enslaved to sin, speaking about freedom, freedom, as if freedom is just a system, a political like structure in a country that we live in. This is not freedom. Freedom is to enjoy a life without a chain of captivity to immorality. This is what freedom is. That I am not taken in anything that will take me away from what I want to live, how I want to live. It is the way also to peace. That comes from the absence of division in my heart and my life. this kind of the struggle between what I want and what I do not want, all of this, again, we bring it to like peace when this struggle is over. This is what I choose. This is my choice. It is one at all time. It is the way also to attain wisdom. Wisdom is a gift from God to those who pursue purity. And as a result of a life of self-control, without wisdom, without this self-control, we will never be able to attain wisdom. It is the way also to attain the virtue of courage. Courage in approaching God and dealing with the challenges while knowing that we are supported with grace. Joseph was in prison. He was a courageous man because he knew God is with him. He was a pure person. Purity gives us this kind of boldness when we approach God, knowing that He is on our side. Also, it is the way to a blessed eternity. In order for us to be able to struggle according to the rules, there are certain things to avoid and others to acquire. Quickly, in few words, things to avoid. Number one, erasing the line. The line between right and wrong, acceptable or not. Sadly, we live in a time where there is no lines. Everything is mixed up. Everything is very hazy. We sometimes fast with non-fasting food. Some days and some days not. During the same fast. Erasing the line. Where is exactly? What's fasting? How should be done? Fellowship between light and darkness. I am a deacon or I am a servant and I have friends who are immoral and I enjoy their company. Where is the line that separates holiness from darkness? Serving the church on Sunday while being immoral in words and actions the rest of the week. And this again, where is the line? This is something we have to be careful not to erase this kind of line that shows what is right and what is wrong. Daniel, the prophet, was one of those people who has clear line. He was in Babylon. He doesn't have multiple options, but he put in his heart, I will not eat this. How good of an example that for us to imitate. We need to avoid tolerance of what is unholy, watching and interacting with uncleanness. This becomes normal. It's not moving anything in our hearts now. We give ourselves the liberty to watch movies that rated R or something like this. And when we do this, we tolerate this. Even if you tell yourself, I'm not going to do it, you already started tolerating what is sinful. And definitely, it is going to be a matter of time before you committed. We need to avoid giving a good name to a bad behavior. Watching something unclean is not entertainment. Being in an immoral relationship is not a friendship. Talking unclean words is not fun. Seeing what we should not see is not exploring, but exploration. And being in a sinful, passionate relationship is not love. Another thing to avoid also is flirting with uncleanness. Sometimes we feel like I can't trust myself going into a place that's not right, it's not fitting for me to be there, but I'm not going to do something wrong. I'm flirting with fire here, flirting with the devil. Have to be very careful with this. Flirting with uncleanness also include watching porn and saying, I will not commit fornication. I already allow this to be part of whom I am. We need to avoid the sin of justifications of what is sinful. Many justifications is used in these days. Everyone is doing the same. No one can really live in purity in the days we live in. I will confess it later. I can stop anytime. I will stop when I marry. All of these are justifications that are empty. Does not mean anything. Just numbing my conscience in order for me to continue doing what I am doing. Another thing to avoid is the world's bar and standard. The world doesn't have any bar now for this life of sanctification and purity. Nothing. It's not even valued. People brag about their sinful life and their passion. So sad. This is a difficult time where there is no even a bar, standard, where it says this is wrong. The word this is wrong, you don't hear it maybe at all. Things to acquire, number one, a thoughts filter. St. Paul is giving us this filter and its criteria. He says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. As if saying, watch what you are thinking about and get out anything opposite to this kind of good souls. Watching over what we think about is something that's difficult and tiring, but it is worth trying, because this is the beginning of peace. When I stop the idea from the beginning to come into my mind and accept it as okay, this is much easier than allowing my mind to meditate on impure things, and then I try to resist to do this kind of stuff. Another thing to acquire also is the seriousness of the saints. The Lord Christ said, if your right eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is how serious we should be when we are dealing with the sin of immorality. Cutting the means to sin. In our spiritual practices, to be serious about our prayers and about our fasting and our ascetic practices. In working out my salvation in fear and trembling. This stuff, we learn it from the saints. Look at St. Simon the Tanner. He blocked out his eye literally. Of course, this is not something that's right, should be done. But he, in a way, in his simplicity, he acted exactly the command to show how serious he is in trying to keep his purity. This is, again, the condition that the Lord made in order for us to be able to see him. This is our calling, and as we heard today, by which, when we keep the will of God, this is the way for us to belong to his family. May the Lord to grant us all a life of holiness and sanctification. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.